Hello, BSPs. Welcome to today's pre-show for the 31st of December, Thursday. And I apologize for the brevity of today's video cast, which is simply... it's actually just raw footage of the street-level view of me and Jackie watching Ryan, her son, operate his drone up and down a selected street. And then the drone's point of view, looking at me and Jackie, so you'll see both, for what it's worth. And I thought, well, that's kind of an interesting, this drone thing is really caught on with me. I realize a lot of guys are doing it. Young guys are totally into it. There's a drone racing league, and it might even be something I'll get into. I think it's fascinating. I like the video that you can create, the recorded images that one can create with drones. Perspective of this thing flying and sailing through the air at all elevations, and its ability to stop on a dime, to take off and move rather rapidly. And I absolutely expect that it's something that takes a great deal of training to do. Hey, I got nothing but time, man. You know, not really, but you know, I've always got time for a good hobby. Excuse me. That was great. I've always got time for a good ha. I've always got time for a good ha. No, a good hobby. And by God, this just might be it. What else? Jackie and I have gotten out. You know, what I should have done, man, was take the video camera with us. I got some photographs that I really will upload to probably Instagram and maybe to the Facebook pages, etc. Some shots of Jackie and I together. But as you know, in trips to Florida past, I've been sort of first-person narration as we've traveled through the area. And this time, except for some goofy, idiotic crap that I took yesterday on our way back from Ann Kolb, the Ann Kolb Nature Conservancy, which is just up the, as I mentioned to you yesterday, just up the beach from where I used to live. I haven't done a whole lot of, you know, narrative drive about stuff, and maybe we'll get to it. I know today is New Year's Eve, and I want to wish all of you guys, a Happy New Year. And for what it's worth, you know, go out, kick some fucking ass this year. I plan on doing it. I don't know about anybody else. I know you do too. You're BSPs, so you have it built into you to survive, then to excel and achieve. It's what I demand of you, as well as your money. I'm kidding. Not really, but, you know, I say it in a friendly way. I say it like your friendly neighborhood grocery store. I see myself as just a guy that sells fruit on the corner. You know, apples and oranges and things. That's what I see myself. I just, you know, once a month you spend $10 on pears and oranges. Well, instead of that, you buy this. You buy the backstage pass, which I think it's for your health. It's certainly better than cigarettes or pizza. It may be more fun than pizza. It depends on your perspective. I like to think that it is. It's certainly more fun, I believe, than $10 worth of apples or oranges. I think you get a daily dose, if you pardon the expression, daily dose. But in this instance, you get a daily dose of healthy, grin-inducing, if not out-and-out belly laugh material. And so I think it is better for you than $10 worth of apples, oranges, or $10 worth of strawberries, this kind of thing. Is it better for you than $10 worth of pizza? Anybody with a medical degree would say, yeah, it's got to be, but I would go with those who would say, no, I like pizza better than I like you, Phil. $10 worth of pizza isn't going to go very far, though. Think about that. $10 worth of pizza is like one dinner. I mean, you know, it's split six ways, maybe. How much is a really good pizza? It's not even $10. I mean, it's and if you buy it in the store, of course, you get probably, get two pizzas for $10, maybe, if you buy frozen pizza. Okay, that's two dinners. That's two meals. So when you look at it that way, while it is true that the pizza eating experience may be more fun for you than listening to me, I would submit to you that you don't get as much of the fun experience of eating pizza than you do of Phil Hendry. So I would ask you to consider that. And then you would turn and you say, well, what do you want me to do? Cut out all my pizza eating and spend my money on your subscription, Phil? I'd say, no, if you don't want to. Pardon me, I'm boring myself with this light of idiotic chat. Let me just conclude by saying, if you want to eat pizza, then I think it's worth it to at least spend an equal amount of money on the Phil Hendry website. If you want to eat $10 worth of pizza, that is, because I think it's worth it. You'll get your pizza, which will give you exactly two meals, maybe three meals of pizza. And you'll sit there for the rest of the month going, what am I going to do for giggles? Say, well, if I'm going to spend another $10 on your website, Phil, I could spend another $10 in pizza, but still that's only another maybe two meals. So you get four meals total out of your 20, and you still haven't come close to filling up the rest of the month with anything other than looking at yourself in the mirror and the grease coming down your chin. Looking at yourself in the mirror and saying, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, and then dropping to your knees, finally falling forward, your face hitting the floor, not the floor, the four, as in your four chins. I'm sorry. I'm crying. I'm crying to keep from laughing. At present, last night, holy Jesus, last night Jackie and I watched a good portion of a show I really like. She kept bugging me and bugging me. I said, okay, let's watch it. The Queen's Gambit. It's very good. It's very good. It's really good, man. I got to tell you, it's some of the best writing I've ever seen. It's completely fiction. It's about a young chess progeny, a prodigy. She is a chess genius, a young female, born in the late 40s, coming of age in the 60s, playing the greatest chess players in the world as she makes her way to the top of the food chain in the chess world. And it shows you a sort of a snapshot of the world of chess, the invitationals, the world's championships, all of them not really that much of anything in the United States. They were big, big, big deals in Europe. Things, when it came to chess, didn't get big here until Bobby Fischer. And maybe this is based loosely on Fischer. It's a female, the lead character. Her name is Beth Harmon. That's the character's name. I don't know who the actress is. Forgive me. She's really great. And it's sprinkled throughout with great characters, guys that she beats the shit out of and then winds up, you know, feeling sorry for and going to sleep and going to bed with. But nonetheless, it's called The Queen's Gambit, and Jackie and I have watched, I don't know how many of there are, but I think we've seen about four or five episodes. I think she's seen the whole damn thing, but she likes it so much she wants to see it again, and I'm totally down with it. Really am digging it, but last night I got so fucking wasted on tequila, it was sad. It was like, it was one of those points where you get to, holy fuck, I may vomit, you know, I didn't. But it was like I was on that edge, right on the edge of vomit. one of the things you want to do whenever you're drinking is drink an equal amount of water. Drink a bottle of water for every drink you have. I mean that. Even a bottle of water is 16 ounces. I realize that's a lot. Go ahead and drink it. You may have an 8-ounce, whatever the hell you have, a 12-ounce beer, or you're having a glass of what have you. Whatever the unit of consumption individually, match that with a bottle of water. And I guarantee you will be a hydrated and happy person the following day, as I was this morning. Although a bit weary and tired, but nonetheless, you know, feeling good. Now, Jackie's gone to bed early tonight. I am recording this on the evening of Wednesday. You're hearing it here on our New Year's Eve, the 31st of December. Well, I wish you all the very, very best. I will talk to you tomorrow on New Year's Day. I'm back with new shows in Los Angeles and California on January 4. Next Monday, back in town, back in studio, and back doing it at the home studio. I love you all. Thank you very, very much for supporting the world-famous Phil Henry Show effort and our effort at continuing to make everything into one big fucking joke, okay? And we won't stop until we're able to laugh right in the face of death. That is our goal. Not for me to laugh in the face of death, but for all of us communally. We will not stop until death is one big fat fucking joke. And we go, ha, 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 ha. That is the goal. That is the goal of life. That is our goal. The world famous Phil Henry Show. That the most dangerous of things, the most hair-raising and unrelenting of terrors melt in the face of our laughing at, toward, and over and under them. We attack them with hilarity. We don't take anything too motherfucking serious. And we realize that there is nothing we can't defeat. Remember that. And you can't go wrong. All right? I love you. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Tomorrow, the very first day of 2021. Bob Kittenridge, reporting from Prague.